We are in the middle of the Ran and Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph. The Gemara said that the Pasik, Lesser Isser, we need Lichdesanya Eze Isser Homo Batoire. And this is coming to tell us that Bahatfase Bedover Hanodo, we do not need a Dover Hanodo Lakel. Even though it's Iser al Nafshoi, it's a private kainam, a kainam protein, one can also be matzvitz. Now, we are on the Ran, the Bermaschel, Misboi, Lich Desanye, two lines down, Ve'im Teimar. Ve'im Teimar, so the Ran asks, Eichi Makshinen Hosam Bereish Peg Shvu Shtayim Basre, Kiyoim Shemeis Boi Ove Pshite. The Gemara says, Kiyoim Shemeis Boi Ove Vishtoshet, and then Tzem Gedaliet Strichalei, Vahatuva Kamash Malon, Uchte Chesivne. It's telling us a big chiddish, that even though it's a koinem prati, it's not nodul lakel, from this wagon it is also. That's what our Gemara says over here, Lesser Iser is coming to tell us this chiddush. So why does the Gemara in Shavuos say Pshita? Nire Be'inai, the Midaloi Nokat Tane, V'noda Al-Kiker, U'matvis Al-Kiker Acher, since the Tane did not say that he made a neder on one Kiker, he was matvis on another kikir. That means if the whole chiddush of Eze Yisr, Arealai Shalayechel Bosa Kiyem Shemez Bayovit, if the whole chiddush is that one can be matvis on a koinem proti, so why do you have to have a whole story with Arealai Kiyem Shemez Bayovit? Say, the person was matvis one kiker al kiker acha. That was a kind of proti. Mashme da agav uche, since we have a whole scenario, that areilai shleichel bosa ki yoim shemeis beyovi, mashme da agav uche mil sachita osa lashmin. He wanted to tell us another chiddush. The matvis beyomit. Shafilu b'loi neder loi hoya oichel ben bosa. He's matvis in days that afilu without a neder he also wouldn't eat bosa. Kiven the mikol mokim mishum neder gam kein heim nesorim olov ki matvis bu chayil nidre. That's the chiddush. That's we said the scenario. V'ainu yoim shemeis bay ovi v'yoim shemeis bay rabbi. Tafilu b'loi neder mishum tzarei lehava ochel bohu bisre b'shosi chamu. So that is the chiddush, that arei olai sheloi oichel boso kiyoim shemeiz b'yoviv. So even though there is another reason why he wouldn't eat boso, from that thing, since he made a neder, and now I'm saying arei alai shalayoichel boso, so it's called hatfosa b'neder. Umishem hochi porich, so therefore the Gemara is, if that is the chiddush, that's the whole reason you said the scenario, yoim shemeis be'ove pshite, the hokol isurei lese elamachmas neder. That's not a chiddush. That means if he wouldn't have eaten saivisai, yem shemeis biot, and he made a neder nati. Now he says, 10 years later, re'elai shloyoichel bosuk yem shemeis biot. So since the only reason that he was also to eat is because of the neder, satzichat fosu b'neder. Ba'avogav de mele nami have a mimna. He wouldn't have eaten saivisai. May nafkelon mina. What's gate miron? That he wouldn't have eaten saivisai. Mikom mokim matvis benederu. The loy efshele latfusi bi isure klal. There's no other issa. That means if that day would have been also. So then I hear a chiddush that it's also to eat boso mitzad yom shemeis bayom. It's also also to eat boso because he made a neder that day. And now he says, arei elai ki yom shemeis bayom. And I'll have a suffix, does he mean to be matvis in the Isser neder or in the other Isser? So then I hear a chiddush. But yom shemeis bayom, there's no Isser whatsoever. So what's the chiddush? That's the Gemara's kasha pshita. Mefakin in yom sheneri gdalye ben achika mitzrichele. The mitzvah memele. No, there he. That he was also saivasai, out the tainis. Ukemash melon. The kivin disbeinami nidro. Since there are two sibis why he's not permitted to eat same gdalye. Number one, because of the tainis, and number two, because of the nether. Is matvis b'nether who be also? Bim taima. So now the Ran asks another kasha. The hochi mashme, from our Gemara would seem that he, the eze iser ha'omo b'toire, nafkelon mikro de lesser iser. If that you could be matvis in a dovo, Hanodo le'echod, Father Kainam Kloli, we learn half a lesser Issa. Ilo Hosam bepeyed Shvuish Taim Basre, Maisi lo Menohani Mili, Omako Ishki Yida Nedal Hashem, Achidver Bedover Hanodo. The Alme Kula Milsa Mahai Kronavkilo. So from the Gemara and Shvuish, it would seem everything we learn out from Yida Nedal. So that's the Ran's kasha. So we have a stira sugis. That Gemara is not holding in the sugia. So therefore, the Gemara does not bring the correct posik, which Be'emerson is telling us the schiddish that you can be matvis in another proti. But not get kodachid, another. That means in this barais, it's telling us two chedushim. It's telling us you can make a neder through atfose. It's also telling us you can make a neder in atfose in a kind of proti. Avreinachanami the kod lesser yisami boilon lematris bedovish leines alale levadoi dechayil nidre hilkach. Now the Ran makes he winds up the sugya. The matvis bedover also loy have a neder. Loy tzorir shayle klal. Ba'afilu ba'am ha'oretz. And amoretz also doesn't need shayle el b'madar ishtoy b'ovad. My time edachsivne b'mas nisin. They made a special takone by Mother Ishtoi since Ibnei Shedalkei Lesser is Ishtoi Mitoi Chakpode. This is a double motzui. So Mamele, they said that an Amoretz has to be Mater, the Nether, if he was Matvis, he said that Ishtoi could be a Red Keimo. Even though the nether wasn't chal, they said he has to be matter the nether. He shouldn't come in make an asa habedava hanoder, and who also think it's mutter. Abu matris bedava hamoder, vazul bedava shenenoder, a label vat, chay. Bani mili matris beneder. Now, that's only matris beneder, that is a dinavat fosse. Avo matvis bishvue, loy mahani. Now, if a person is matvis bishvue, which is a whole sugya in mesechta shvue, loy mahani. The kaimelo, bepeirik shvue shtayim basre, the matvis bishvue, lav kemoitzi shvue mi pivdomi. It's not like kemoitzi shvue mi pivdomi. The hainu taime. Now, the Iran is explaining what is the difference between Atfosa b'neder and Atfosa b'shur. Bishum de neder chalal ha-cheifetz. A neder is chalal ha-cheifetz. She'osa es ha-cheifetz olov b'neder. there's an Isser Chefza on the Chefetz. Something was Chal on the Chefetz, Ulefichach. Shumatvis Chefetz Bechefetz, he says, Zekozer, Royu Sheyochel. That means the whole Musig is understandable. Avos Shvue, Hu Oiser Atzmoy Mina Chefetz. Avos Guf HaChefetz, Ein Olov Neder Ukdushe Klau. There's no Neder on the Chefetz, there's no Kdusha on the Chefetz. Hilkach Yomar Zekoze. So let's say, Reuven swore Shvue Shlei Oichel Chefetz Aleph. And then he said, Chefetz Bey should be like Chefetz Aleph. So he didn't say anything, because this in Chefetz Aleph there's also nothing on the Chefetz. There's no Kedusha, there's no Issa. Is Layom Aklu? So it's nothing. So, that's Poshe Tastis, why Matvis Bishvua is Lav Kemaitzi Shvua Mipidomi. The whole Musig of Atfosa by Shvua doesn't apply. Bechainami, Im Omar Shloi Oichal Boso, Kiyoim Shemeis Boyovit. I won't eat Boso, Kiyoim Shemeis Boyovit. Vehu Hoyo Mushbe Aloiso Yoim. And he was mushbe on that day. So also didn't say anything. The Bo'isa Yoim Matvis is Matvis in that day. The Oisa Yoim Leke Begufe Nidro Klau. There's no nether. Now, we have to understand here what the Ran is saying. Now let's elaborate a little bit. Now he's talking about a second case. The first case was Chefetz Bechefetz. Vechenami imomar shloi oichol boso kiyem shemeis boyovit. Now I think the Ran wants to tell us another chiddush from Taisvis in Shvuas. It's muchach there's such a chiddush. I think this is the second chiddush what the Ran wants to tell us. By hatfose, when a person says zeko ze, in reality he's doing two things with the zeko ze. With these two words, he's doing two things. He's matfis the second chayfitz in the first chayfitz. So automatically, the second chayfitz is nodul. And the second chayfetz has the isurim that the first chayfetz has. For example, if the first chayfetz is also bachila, the second chayfetz is also bachila. First chayfetz is also bano, the second chayfetz is also bano. It becomes an isa chefze on the second chayfetz by saying zekoze. So I don't have to say, I want to ask, I just say zekoze and everything falls into place. There's a svare, let's say, Shvuah Shloi Oichel. So, be'emesin, when I say Shvuah Shloi Oichel, I'm saying two things. Number one, I'm saying, I'm making a Shvuah. Number two, I'm saying, what the Shvuah is, Shloi Oichel. So, dachsech me, there's a svare, Taisvus and Shvuahs, maybe Hatfosa would help if he will say the Issa, and that Fosse is only coming to tell us he wants to make a Shvua. That means that Fosse is not making, it's not making everything. Bakal Mikoka. That Fosse is just telling me that I'm making a Shvua. I'm saying, Aloy Oichel. Kiyem Shemeis Bayobit. They made a Shvua. So just let us use that Fosse for Al Kaponim to be megala that I'm making a shvuah. That, I think, that is what the Ran is coming to be meisiv now. V'cheinami, I think that is the second thing. Im omar shalei oichel boso. He said, that means the Isser he's saying, So now the purpose of that fossa is just to be megala. I want to make a shvuah. That's all. Not the protim ashvuah. I'm telling you already. The purpose of that fossa is also loyamaklo. So that is the second chiddush of the Ran. If he bechalal is not mefaratis, it doesn't help, and if he is mefaratis, it also won't help. Till here is good. Now let's go further. Now the Ran says, why? Why doesn't it help? The bo'isa yoim matfis. He's saying ki yoim shemeis bayovit. And in this day, leke begufe nidra klal. Now, l'chayre, what does he mean to say? So if we'll take the words literally, he's saying, yoim zeh ki yoim zeh, in that yoim there's nothing. So if he means that, so when he made a kainam that day, and I said, so the kainam is on the bosa, not on the yayim. So I mean, if he means to say, because the yayim has to be like the yayim, then we're in hot water. So how does it work by kainamis? How does it work by nedor? Perhaps the Ran is saying, I'm not sure. I'd just like to mention the Ran in the Sechta Shvuit, Daf Ches, on the Daf Yoris. Now, when he's speaking about Hatfosa, he speaks about a third case. The matfis b'shvua lav k'shvua, afilo b'gavne d'shaiche b'y Hatfosa b'shvua, k'goyin d'shoma chavrei d'ishtabed l'leichol hodim b'isro, v'omar v'aniko moichol. Now, the Ran over here is talking about that Reuven swore that I'm not going to eat poser, and Shimon says, I'm going to be like you. Is efshili loyma sha'af hatfosa de gavra ein loyinyin. Poser doesn't make sense. She'oimer zeko ze ein lo yinyin ele bedovo she'toyach al olo. That means, I'm like you. Ki goin kedushe o yisar. That means, if there's a yisar hefze, zeko ze, there should also be osa. That is a kedushe, there should also have a kedushe. There's a uniqueness in the first ze, so there, cause there's a toyer, it's also, it's a dover also. Avolanishba shulei lechel dover pleini, einshem toyer chal olof de shuchel chaveri lahatvis boy voloima anika moicho. I'm like you. You're what? I'm a 6-footer, I'm a 4-footer, I'm smart. I'm like you. You made a shvuah. So she may say, you're not allowed to eat, but that's not you. That means if the shvuah would give you a toya, he's a mushbo, if there would be such a thing. So then, pasek, because I'm like you, I'm also a mushbo, but really it's not a toya. A nozir is taker a toya. That means he's a nozir. But a person who swore nothing happened to him, then he's not allowed to eat it. So I think, now when he says, yoim zeh ki yoim zeh, the Ran says it won't help Ashur, because nothing in that day changed. The chafetzim didn't change, the person who swore didn't change, the day didn't change, nothing changed. Mashain came by Nadav, he said, Yomzeh ki Yomzeh, and that day there was a koinam on the boso, so Yomzeh ki Yomzeh means that today should also be a koinam on the boso. I think that is what the Ran is saying here by us. That means that there was nothing nitfas through the first shvuah. I think that's what he means. Lav, it doesn't say leiklum. Lav kemaitzi shvua mipivdomi. That means there's isure shvua without chiyuve shvua. There's no kolben, there's no malkes. Now, let us go back to the Gemara. Ha'emel le'ishtay arei atolai ki'im. We had in the Mishnah, the person told his wife, arei atolai ki'im, that you should be osa to me like my mother is osa. And since it's atfosa bedova ha'osa, not bedova hanodo, so min ha'toire, it's mutter. Now, our Mishnah says, Paischum le'pesach mimoke machesh le'yekol roishay l'kach. The Mishnah says that even though it is mutter, a Paischum le'pesach mimoke machesh le'yekol roishay l'kach. Midrabonon, he has to be matter this nether, even though it's not chal, min ha'toire. Reminu, so the Moshe says, Aleshu akash, arei atalai kibisar imo. You are like Sarimo, Kibsar Achoisi, Ka'olo, Klaikeren. Loi omaklum. Here it seems it's nothing. The Mishnah says you need a Pesach. Omar Abaye, Loi omaklum, Midaraise. So this Paraisa is speaking about Minatoire. Tzorer Sheila Midarabon. Midarabon, and you have to be Sheila on the net. Rova Omar Hobe Talmide Chachomim Hobe Am Horetz. It matters. A Talmud Chochem that makes such a neder. The Talmud Chochem knows the difference between a Dover Osa and a Dover Anodo. So Memele, so he won't differentiate. So by him it's Mutter Lagamri. He was Sadareta like Imo, it's nothing. Hoba Amoretz, and Amoretz, we said before, that the Ran says, and Amoretz, Kimatis Dover also, if you'll be Matter, or Silmishanam, if you'll be Matis Pedover another, and Amoretz will know the difference. So Yasset, his wife once said, Arei Atalai Ke'imo, and the Rav says, it's nothing what to worry about. So the next time we'll say, Reyata like Yekolvin, and also now he won't go to the Rav anymore. He knows already that this is Mutter. So on Amoritz, they said, Atulu is Matvis Bedovo, or also, you have to be Matvis Bedovo. And the Ran had explained, because this is a Dovo Motzi, Shedalki Lessas Ishtay Mitoy Hakpod. Vohosanye Benichuse, and the Gemara brings a raya, that there's taka a difference between a Ma'oretz and a Talmud Chochem. Hanoider betoire, loy oma klum. We'll see later, and that's the next sugya. A noider betoire could be speaking about the gvilim, or could be speaking about the haskolis, the shemis, or could be speaking about the gvilim. So if a person is neither in the gvilim, loy omaklum. In the shemis, it's taka either a shvua or a neder, we'll see the next sugya. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, v'tzorich shayla l'chocha. So even though loy omaklum, in that taira, the gvilim, it doesn't become a neder, doesn't become a shvua, but mid rabbonin yid shayla. V'omar Rav Nachman, v'talmud chocham, ein eitzorich shayla. So we see that's Vasanya Benichusa. We see from this aloche exactly what Rove had said, that we differentiate between a Talmud Chochem and a Amoritz. Talmud Chochem, who was Matfis Bedova Ha'osa, it's Mutter, and Amoritz needs Shaila. Let's see the Rav. Hobe Talmud Chochem, the Kivin de Toni, loy omaklum, mashmish e nitzor Shaila Klaal, afilu mi da Rabona, umayri bi Talmud Chochem. Vosanyi bin Ichusa Kloima, da afogav de tzor Shaila Amoritz, Toni le omaklum, kim de Talmud Chochem, ein tzor Shaila. Ach, ich gassin, wo man Rabbi Yechlen, wo man Rabbi Nachme. Hode maskine en hoche. Now, the Ran here has a problem. Hode maskine en hoche, de benoide beteure, ba amore zore shela. Ve ilu be matfis be dober oso da kini me mas nisnen, de loy zore shela klau. Elo be nidre ishte ke di isola. So the Ran is asking a meiridike kashe. That means the Mishnah of Veilum Batorim said, Stamazoi and Amaoretz is Matvis Bedovaro, so you do not need Shailo. Only by Madaris Ishtoi, Madaris Ishtoi, because Madaris Ishtoi is a... Madaris Ishtoi is a Dovomotzi, so there they said that you need Shailo. But all other Yisurim you don't need. And here we have Anoide Beter and Amaoretz does need Shaila. The Leitzor Shaila Klal El Benidre Ishti Kedisal El Besomach. Behind the time of Mishim the Benoide Beteire Ike Gavni the Mitzah Kedamrinim Besomach. Vahi Plukta Lama Oretz Loi Mashmalei Vosi Lech Lufay. Shmochem Rinen Da Filo Volgavna De Shori Tzor Shaila Lama Oretz. I think the Ran means to say as follows. The Ran means to say that By all other nedarim, so let's say a person says that the kikazeh also kibosah chazir. So that's mutter because it's a davar ha'osa. So now we have to be geizel. You be matter bosah chazir. Maybe by another neder who say kikolbe. So they weren't geizel because it's not motzi. Except by Madaris Ishtoi, it is Motzi. Over here, in the same Neda, that means, I'm Noida Betoire, it matters to sometimes that it is Osa, and sometimes that it is Muta. That means, in this Neda Gufe, we're speaking about, now he'll make a different Neda. I mean, he's Noida Betoire, sometimes Noida Betoire is Osa, sometimes Noida Betoire is Muta. And now Ma'oritz can't figure out when it's also when it's mutter. So by Neide B'teire, they said you always need Shaila. Tanya. Now let's see the Gemara. HaNeide B'teire Loi Omaklum. A person is Neide B'teire Loi Omaklum. Just to wait through the Gemara till we see the Ran. Because we assume that he means to be neither in the gvilim, the klaf, and therefore lay on my cloak. Bameshe kosuvbo. What if he said, I'm neither bameshe kosuvba toire? So there we say he wants to be neither in the askoris, in the shemis, and then that'll be, we'll see either a shvur or a neder. Dvor of Kayom. So the Dvar the Baraisa said that if he said Bo Betoire, it's nothing. If he said Mashe Kosovo, Dvor of Kayom. Now there's a third case. Bo Ubameshe Kosovo. He says he's neither Bo Ubameshe Kosovo, Dvor of Kayom. So this third case is Lechoire. Is not necessary. Ktoni b'meshe kosu bo dvorov kayome. Bo b'meshe kosu bo tzorich l'meime. So, bo b'meshe kosu bo, b'se b'meshe kosu bo. Omar Rav Nachman loy kashe.
Hod the machto a raisa a aro. Hod the nokid le biode. So the Chasam Sefer says, we're learning the Ran. According to the Ran, aro is lavdavke. Aro means it's, he's not holding it. It's munach lefono. So, hod the machse a raisa lefono, in other words, that means if the Torah is in front of him, Hod the nokid le biyodi, or in one case it's speaking about that he's holding it in his hands. Mochse al aro, if the Torah is in front of him, daite agvili. So then his das is not on the shemais, on the gvil. Nokid le biyodi, daite alas korish shebo. He's holding the Sefer Torah in his hands. He says, "Bameshe kosu bo." He means the haskaras. Now let us see the Hanoida batoira kloima shenishba batoira. Number one, we're not talking about nedorim. We're talking about shvuis. Shenishba batoira. The kori leletano nishba le nishba noida. The Tana calls nishba noida. That means that munachare was lying in front of him, the table. For Omar, bazua teire shlei esse oishe esse dova plaini. Bazua teire is making a shvue shlei esse oishe esse dova plaini. Loi omaklum, the daite agvilen, kedamrinen besomach. Teure is normally the gvil, the cloth on what the oisius are written on. At the teure. So memele, he wants to make a shvue in the gvilen, so it's nothing, you can make a shvue in the gvil. Ho de machse oi reis alara, ho de noket loi biyote. Reishe da noide beteure loi omaklum, de noket loi biyote. He's holding a Sefer Torah in his hands and he's saying, I'm swearing in the Torah that I won't eat. So the Torah, what he's swearing in means the Sefer Torah, which is the Gvil. The Mai Batayra the Koma, the Gvilim Shiksuva. But if he says, I will not eat b'meshe kosubo, so dvor of kayomim, the daite has korishibo, v'rei hu nishba b'shem. If he says, bazu atoire lo yese, that means the gvila. So that means the shame is. So a person says Hashem, so it's a shvuah. V'yad l'shvuah. Avol seife b'democh sa'iraisa alav askinah. So the ratio that differentiates between bo b'meshe kosu bo, speaking about a Torah, that he's holding the Torah in his hands. So if he says bezu a Torah layese, so it's nothing. He means the gvila. B'meshe kosu bo layese, then he means das koritz. Avol seife b'demochsa ayreisa al aras kinah. He's not holding it. That means he has to say what he's talking about. That which is kosov bo ha-teire. That means, let's say, there's five things on the table. So he's saying, "Bemeshe kosuv bo ha-teire," and that what the Torah is written on, lay esed of a plane. So it means the gvila. Avol ki yoma bo ubameshe kosa bo mahani. The kimen da omar bo fariske ra gvila. Ki yoma bameshe kosa bo kochoch daite as korishabo. That is the first lotion of the Gemara. So the first lotion of the Gemara differentiates as follows. If he's holding the Sefer Torah in his hands and he says, Bezua Torah, or Bezeh, Layeseh, so he means the Gvila. Ameshe Kosovo Layeseh, he means Das Kores. If it's Munach Lefonov, Safilo, he says, Vameshe Kosovo, he wants to say what chayfetz he's doing it in. It means weiter the gvilim, unless he says bo b'meshe kosub. That's one mahalach. B'boy yisayim, a second mahalach. The morsa al aro. Everything is speaking about morsa al aro, not two cases. Or kemashmlon, b'afal gav de morsalar, or kivin dobo b'meshe kosobo, mahani b'zu v'ein tzorch loy mezuk toni. Let us see the rat. V'boy yisayme de morsalar, kloima. Kulo de morsalar. All cases speaking about it, he's not holding it. But v'lohochi ki koma b'meshe kosobo dvorv kayome. Not the way we said in the first lashon. The Seifa Diktoni Bo Ubameshe Kosovo Dvor of Kayomim, Leitzricha Legufe, I don't need it, because we learned in the Reisha, Bameshe Kosovo Dvor of Kayomim, Eleligluye Areisha, the Bebancho Al Arehi, the Seifa is telling Pshat in the Reisha, the Seifa Vada Kimidoma Bo Bameshe Kosovo, Fulamancha Aramahani, the Sefer Zichah is speaking about Man Chaaro. Because it says, Bo B'meshe Kosobos, I know Klor, he means the Shemus. So it's Megalot, that what it says in the Reish, Meshe Kosobos, also speaking about Man Chaaro. Mino, the Meshe Kosobos, B'chod Nami, Fila Man Chaaro, Mani. Lai Svirulon, Lahachol, Kimta, Lukme, Bereise, Betrei Gav. This Akimta holds, I shouldn't say the Bereis is speaking about two different cases. So the Sefer, which is Zichah speaking about Mancha and Aro, is coming to tell us that the Reish is also speaking about Mancha and Aro, but Meshe Kosovo is sufficient. Hochi Garcino. Viboy Yisayma. Sefer Hokemashmalo. The Kivin, the Nokat Lo Biyode. Oh, let's see the Gemara. V'boy yisayim. Now this is a third mouth. Kulo nami denoket lebiyode. Lo kamashmon kim denoket lebiyode. Avagav leyomar lebo. Kimandoma b'meshe koso bodomi. Let us see the third case. Ochi gosini. V'boy yisayim. Seifo ho kamashmon. Given the Nokat Lebiyode, since he's holding the Sefer Torah in his hands, Avogad Leyoma Elobo, he just said, Bo, Kemanda Oma Bameshe Kosobo Domi. So then it's equivalent to Bameshe Kosobo. Vachi Perush. The Reisha Diktoni Hanayde Betoyre Leyoma Klum. B'meshe kosobo dvor kayomim b'deman chalar. The Reish is speaking about it. He's not holding it. Mishimochi ki yomabo loy mahani adekoma b'meshe kosobo. If he's not holding it, so bo means the Sefer Torah. Unless he says b'meshe kosobo means the Haskoros. Abo Sefer b'denoket lo b'yodei askit. The Sefer is speaking about that he's holding it in his hands. Mishemochi k'toni, the kivin, the nokat lo biyode, since he's holding it. Af al gav deloy omar elo bo, even though he only said bo, kimandi omar bemeshe kosov bo domi. That means if he's holding it, so the bo gufe is ki ilu he said bemeshe kosov bo. Could say a pidrash. I don't know if that's the troop shot, but if he's holding it in his hand, could be he's holding it in his hand not to make a kofis. Maybe he's holding his hand to learn in it. So if he's holding in his hand to learn with it, so then the chshivis is what's written there. So there, even though he says bo, it's b'meshe kosabo because that's the chshivis. If he's not holding it in his hand, so then he's not interested b'chol in learning in the Torah. He's just in the Sefer Torah. So then, bo means the Sefer Torah, the Gvilan. By him, the Sefer Torah is, if he's not interested in holding it and learning it, so by him, the Sefer Torah is the Gvilan. If he's holding it in sense, could be, that means he's holding it perhaps to learn. So then, the bo alone means by Meshe Kosub. But b'kitzah, we have a three akimtis, but the Ran learned pshat in the Sol Gemara, speaking about Neuder's Gematria Shvue, and he didn't say Shvue. The only way it becomes a Shvue if it's Bashem. So if he's speaking about the Haskoris Aksubis boy, so it's a Shvue Bashem. If he's speaking about the Sefer Torah, it's no Shvue. Period. Abul ha-raivitz al-pirish. The raivitz says, the chiktoni noida mamish koma. No, we're not speaking about shvuis, we're speaking about nedor. Sha'oima kikel ze olai batoire. He wants the asara kikel, he's not talking about a koinum, he's not talking about a kobun, he says kikel ze olai batoire. V'loyoma klum, Lefisha ain't ze matvis ella begvila. He wants to be matvis the kikir and the gvila. Abul omar ba meshe kosubo. Kloima. Kikir ze olai ba meshe kosubo. Areze osa ke matvis bedover hanodo. So this is like in matvis bedover hanodo. The weird way bedover hanodo. Mishum de daite ahaskores, because there he means the haskores. Bahaskores shebo nidurim hei. The haskores is nodur. Sheidei haksive vahachone l'shem kedusha hem kedoshes. It was written l'shem kedusha, so they're kodesh. We'll come back to this. So not speaking about Shavuos, we're speaking about Nidorim, and the Raivit is Machadish, one can be Matfis in Hashem, if it was written by Kedush. Ve'evi Raya Mina Yerushalmi, that we're speaking about Nidorim, the Garsin and Hoso, B'teire Loyoma Klo, because he's Matfis in the Gvile, B'meshe Kosovo, Dvorov Kayom, B'teire, B'kedushes HaTeire, Bemeshe Kosovo, Bikobone Saksuvimbo. So again, you can be Matvis and Kedushas HaTorah, that's the Gvilim. Bemeshe Kosovo is the Kobonis. On the Heidi Rishalmi Omar Kobonis, Bigmore Dilon Amrinen Haskores, Obo Mikomo Kimshitis Rishalmi Muchachas, the Matvis Beneder Askin. From the Rishalmi, you see what we're talking about. Because the Yerushalmi says that he's matfis in the Kabonis Aksubis bo. Ababli holds his matfis in the Shemis, but Al Kaponim, not the way the Ran said we're talking about Shvuis, we're talking about Nidor. Inami, perhaps we could say the Chiemrin and Daite Yaskore Shebo, Al Kol Ma'ashenitvos Bokom Adayin the Kabonis of Lisharis. That Askoris means that the Shemus. Askoris means that which is mentioned in the Torah, which is Adavar Hanodo, which means Kobonis, Klishoris. The Rambam brings both Shvue and Eder. Shesayva harav zal dishmaitin benishba askinim. Midamrine daite yaskore shebo. Birshalme yaskinim bematis beneder shneim emes. Period. But I'd like to elaborate on the shitas haraivet. The raivet says that one can be matvis in shemes. Shayidei aksive vachone l'shem kedusha. Heim kedushes, the kodesh, the shemes are kodesh. Now we have to understand what is the hatfosa. The shemes are kodesh, but what is the hatfosa? Zum Beispiel, if you don't have an iser, you can't make hatfosa. V'horayim. We learned if a person said, we had a whole sugya, but the hach the kamatvis, beikra kamatvis. I have boso shlomim, which is kadosh, which is mutter bachila. If but the hach the kamatvis, not at fosse, it's mutter. If boso ikra, then it's awesome. But al kaponim, we see your matvis in a kedusha. Your matvis in a kedusha, that's a called atfosa. So what is pshat in the raivet? What is pshat in the raivet? The raivet is saying that he's matvis in the askoris, and sinshai deksive vachone l'shem kedusha, heim kedushas, can be matvis. But what is that atfosa? There's no iser over here. So, I wanted to be mitzadet to a fana. There's an issa mechike. There's an issa mechike on Shemus. So the chayre, there's two problems. One problem is, if he's matfis in the issa mechike, so the Shemus are also be mechike, and he says, kikil zeh, Kesefer Teure, so there's no Issa Mechike on the Kike. I mean, how could Lechere, if you're matfis in something, has to have similar Isurim like the Dovar HaNitvav? So I thought perhaps that's not zugefällig. The Issa Mechike, we learn out, Leisasun Kein Lashem Alekeichem, which is going on Mizbech Chesem Titoitzun, Tishaberen, Tisrifun, Laisasun Kein L'Hashem Alekechem. So we're speaking about destruction. You shouldn't destroy, Mizbeach or Mechikas Hashem is also because you're destroying the Shem. Kiloyim. Mechikas Hashem is also Laisasun Kein L'Hashem Alekechem. The Machna Frayim, and Hilchis Nedorim Simen Chob Zayim. Agavuch, we're talking about a kikar. That's how the Raivet said, Lord, kikar ze olai batoy. We're talking about a kikar. Now, when a person says, he asks a kikar bat fosa, what is he asking? Achila or Hano or both? So the Machna Frayim brings Raivet that Stam neder on a kikar is only bachila. Zapai Hano. This is Yerushalmi Kleza for Shaila, Masha Yischamim Boise Kikar. It's a warm kikar out of the oven. He's allowed to warm his hands with this. So the Machna Frayim says, Stam Isra Kikar Zoni Bachila. So perhaps it's not too gefährlich. Just like by Mechikas Hashem, there's an Isra of Kiloyin. It says, Leisasen Kela Shema Lekechem, and the titzoytzun tishabeiran and tisrach, when you shouldn't be mechalit, so kikizeh, which is going on b'meshek kosovo, you also shouldn't be mechalit this kikir aydei achila. So it could be these are similar isurim. This is an isur of kiloy. We'll have another problem. We'll have a problem. L'chayra de Issa Mechike is a Torah de Kesa. He didn't make the Issa. That means he was Mekadish to Shem. But he did not make the Issa. He made a Shem B'kdusha, and the Torah asked it B'mechike. So why should this be called a Dover Hanoda? So, Im Kainim Anachno, that we are speaking about the Issa Mechike, it could be that Rav Shimon, Chedushe Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says as follows. He says, when you learn the Rans, in the Ran we learned already, it would seem by a Kolb and he makes the Issa. And he tines it's not true. The Issa is an Issa Teire. All the Surya No of Kolbonis is not that his nether makes it. No, he says, what is a Dov another called? Is the Loshem Rav Shimon. That it should be called a Dov another Lebinishu who Yase Issa. Tak im Nessa al yidei yichudoi mikrei gam kein dover hanodo. That means I was miyached this for a purpose, and this yichud creates an issa. The yichud creates an issa, that's also called a dover hanodo. So he says, that what the Ran differentiated between trume and kobones, because by kobones I was miyached it, so the yichud created an issa on everyone. So, as a raya, that Isser is bo mikoyach yichudoi. Masha'en came by Trume, if we'll say that Trume is also a miyachedit for something, so how do you split the Isser? So, kocher, the Isser has nothing to do with his yichud. That's how Rab Shimon says pshat. So, im keinem anachnu, it could be pshat and the raivet is, that Hashem askores adover hanodo, and Hashem is adover hanodo, that means he says it's written the kedusha is miyachedit l'shem kedusha. In this yichud creates an issel of mechike. So even though, just like by the yichud of kobonis, it creates an Issa Rano, this Yichud creates an Issa Mechike. It could be that is Pshat and Deraibet. Or perhaps it could be that it is a Taisvus and Elchin that says that if a person writes Hashem on something, so the Klaf becomes Nesa Bahano, since Hashem was written on it. So it could be the Etzem Shem is also Bahano, and it could be that's what he's making already. That's a Kikas there, Kaskoras, could be he's asking Afilu Bahano. It could be that's some shame, just like we see that the Klaf that is written on becomes also Bahano, that's a Peru Yaitse, from the shame, so it could be the shame he asks Bahano. Al Kaponim, it is not too clear, the Shita Sarayvi. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Koinom shani yoshon, shani medaber, shani mahalach. Now this is all problematic, Lashainis, because as we had learned that a koinom is only chal on a dover sheyesh by mamish, and shina and dibur and hiloch is a dover shein by mamish. That we'll have to see in the Gemara. Tony lay belosh and shani, kloima, ma shani. Vishim de shvuas, also navshe, tony lay belosh and shani, biyut. Hay de tanne ben adam reise ba yachl de vori beshvus tanne osa na forish pigmore besiat de shmai. Let us just see the beginning of the Gemara. Itma, koinem eini bishina hayoim. If a person says, I will not sleep today im ishan lemocho. So that means like this, that the shine is asring shine today, bitnai im ishan lemocho. Now the shaila is, he's allowed to sleep today. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Al Yishan Hayoin, Shema Yishan Lamocha. He's not allowed to sleep today. Maybe he's going to sleep tomorrow. And if he sleeps tomorrow, so it comes out retroactively, today is Asa Bishina. So don't sleep today. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? So don't sleep today. V'Rav Nachman, Omar Yishan Hayoin. What's wrong? Today's allowed to sleep. If I count, now that it's tomorrow, realize if I sleep tomorrow. So Memele comes and says, even I made it today, so he won't sleep tomorrow. So now he can sleep today. Umayde Rav Yehuda, ba'ayma, kainem eine bishina lemocho, imishan hayoy. But if the other way, if he asks it tomorrow, Koinem eini bishina lamocha mishan hayoin, sheyishan hayoin. Now he's not allowed to sleep today. Kiloi mizdayel bitnoi, avol beisel mizdayel. It means, amira de kizach, in the psychology of a person. That means, if today is a tnai, and tomorrow's anissa, that means if I sleep today, tomorrow I'm not allowed to sleep. So tomorrow he knows he's not allowed to sleep. I mean, now he's asleep, so he won't sleep. He'll take a coffee, he'll do something, he'll run around. He won't sleep, he knows he's not allowed to sleep. But if he said that if I sleep tomorrow, today I'm not allowed to sleep. So when it comes to, and he slept today, God. So when tomorrow when he's tired, when he sleeps tomorrow, I'm not doing an Avera tomorrow by sleeping. It'll come out that I did an Avera yesterday. No, I did a lot of Averas yesterday already. Well, Kaponim, so that won't hold him back. He will not, since when he'll sleep tomorrow, he's not doing an Avera B'Poyel, he's only causing that the previous Shina should be an Issa, not a person is an Issa already. It doesn't see the Chaymer at all. Let us see the Ram. Ki lo yzoyer betnoi, ki min sheine ikare Issa, el otnai li yom rishen, so a person is an Issa. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. I will be surai, given shawikari, so it's the other way around. He said, if I sleep today, I'm not allowed to sleep tomorrow. Avo pi shayne osu mitzad atmai elo betzirufe shoyem rishin. The lohochi mizdai. That is what Rabbi Yehuda holds. And Rav Nachman says, yishin ayem lechashin and shema yishin lamor. Hakoponim, the achrayim ask a kasha that according to Rav Yehuda Marav, we have a klal al yishan hayoyim shem al yishan lamocha. That means a person is not mizdayer b'tnai. That means if I'm sleeping, what am I? Am I doing a avera now? Causing, but am I doing an avera? No. As long as he knows he's not doing an avera, so he's careless already. As they state in Rav Yehuda. So the Yeske Kashe, the Taz and Simon Reishchov, Sivkot and Yutes, asks the Kashe as follows. What if you give an Isha get, a Menas, that she shouldn't drink wine for 5 years? So what's the din? She's allowed to get married. And she has to make sure not to drink wine. So let's also say the same thing, that she should not get married. Listen, she'll get married, and later she'll drink wine, and comes out to get his bottle. But there it's brought down a breita heter that you're allowed to get married, and she'll be nisabit tonight. And here we say that she's not allowed to, that he's not allowed to sleep today because the person is not nisabit tonight. So the Taz brings down and simere shchov sevkot yitesa marshal. The davke bin the dorim the kili who damrinim betnai loim is dairinshi. That means the dorim are killed. I'd like to say over levushe molchai that perhaps elaborates a little better. He brings a loshon haramba. Adam zoyer bedavar ha'osor shaloi lasoisoi. A person is nisa, he won't, let's say, if the first day was at nine, the second day is a nisa, you're allowed to sleep the first day, because a person won't do a davaroso. Vein is zoyer bitnai, shegoyrim lesser dover hamuta. A person is not nisa in the tnai, which will be goyrim lesser dover hamuta. That means he asked the shina today if I'll sleep tomorrow. So b'emesin shina today in yisoid is a dover hamuta. No, he asked the shina today in mishan lamocha. So a person will not be nizer in the tnai, which will be goyrim lesser dover hamuta. That's some shinir. Come on now, my issa will become retroactive, will become also. Bishloime by a get, she's also salacious ish. So me may left out, it's goyrim to lesser dover amuta. If she'll drink wine, so she's not to get. So me may left that she'll be nisa. But, an issa neder, which in yisod is a dover amuta, and now not doing an issa, then nisa. The Taz says another teretz, that there's a difference between if it's goyrim that I did an aveira yesterday, but that's past history, or it'll be goyrim that I'll be also forever. That means like this, by geirishin, if he gave her a get, a menashele tishtiyayim. Now, we say she's allowed to get mad. If she's going to drink wine, what's going to happen? So she's in hot water. So she's a saita, she's also a baal, she's also a boil. That means the consequences is not that will come out yesterday I was over an aveira. Yesterday I have aveira. If now I'm not doing an aveira, and yesterday I did aveira, that is not, people do not have the strength to control their desires if it comes to that. Masha'en came, but if this will be goyra, mamashachubit, if the get will become bottles, so come out that she's an eshesish, an asaita, and that shall be nisa. The Ritva says a third mahalach, that we're not nizel b'shine, because shine is a dover she'em b'yodai, u'memele ose, v'chashine tenosan of shine. That means shine, if a person gave his wife a get, amanashle tishtiyai, so good, so she can control herself, so she won't drink wine. She'll make sure to walk 10 blocks away from the place where they sell wine. She can control herself. Shina is something that falls on the person. He becomes very sleepy, very tired. So, and it's a tnai nachoichet dazu. So therefore, here we're afraid it won't be nizah. the son Chedushim Ebu'urim, he quells a shayla, according to Rav Yehuda Marav, a person said that, let's mention days, we shouldn't get confused, and he says, if I'm not allowed to sleep today, I'm not to sleep Monday if I'll sleep Tuesday. So Rav Yehuda Marav says, you're not allowed to sleep Monday because Tuesday, if you sleep Monday, you might come and sleep Tuesday. What will be if I say, I'm not allowed, I said the first night, and then I said, I'm not allowed to sleep Tuesday. So now, on the sleeping of Tuesday, I have an issa not to sleep Tuesday. Will one be permitted to sleep on Monday? That shayla the Chedushim Eburim klaus. And this shayla I'd like to mention, machloikis, maybe a machaber, the shach, and a goyin. The Mechaber says in Siman Reish Lamedtes, Sif Yud Zayin, Im Tolon Zu Bazu, he had two kikres. And he said, I'm not allowed to eat kikar Aleph if I eat kikar Beis. I'm not allowed to eat kikar Beis if I eat kikar Aleph. Sha'oma le'oichel zu im oichel zu. B'loi oichel zu im oichel zu. Oso lechel kol achas mehem, techeishinon shema yoichel hashniye. That means there are two kikres. It's kik aleph and kik beis. He said, I will not eat kik aleph if I eat kik beis. I will not eat kik beis if I eat kik aleph. Now he ate kik aleph. He's allowed to eat kikar aleph now. The shayla is, he's now allowed to eat kikar aleph. By eating kikar aleph, the Baal didn't do anything yet. By eating kikar aleph, he did two things. Number one, he triggered off that now kikar beis is also. And number two, if we'll eat kikar beis, then kikar aleph will be also. Is he allowed to eat kikar aleph? Because he's allowed to eat kikar aleph. So the Mechaber says, Osa lechol kol achas mehem, the chashin in shema yoichel ashniya. He might eat the second one. He's not allowed to eat kikar aleph. So the Shach says, the kol echod ve echod shel iser nami mikri, ve avolei ka ochel he iser de le mizdaya beitznai. So the Shach says, that if he'll eat kikar aleph, he might come to eat kikar beis. Because lemaisa kikar beis is a tnai for kikar aleph, v'loy mizdar inish b'tnai. So memeli is not allowed to eat kikar aleph. As Isaac the goyin, as I paskin, as Isaac the mechaber, that's how the shach is mevaya the mechaber. And the goyin says v'tzorach iyun. Damrinim b'nedarim sham kiloy mizdair b'tnai. A person is not mizdaya b'tnoi, but b'isurim mizdaya. Now the second kikar, besides being a tnai, it's an isur also. V'chi mishum shenitoisev b'kikar gam kein tnoi yikal b'eino. That means if it's only an isur, he's mizdaya. And if it's a tnai, and because of this tnai, he'll be able to double Israel. I mean, the chaymer of kikar beis is a double Israel. Number one, I'm not allowed to eat kikar beis, and number two, if I eat kikar beis, I'll be able to kikar aleph. So the Goyim says, "Betzorich iyun."